Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm LaRon.
I'm Natalie.
And I'm Amaya.
And this is It's Whatever.
It's Whatever.
Word. Just in advance, my voice is kind of like half gone, so just disregard that. Thank you. I guess we have some fun stuff to talk about today. But I think first we're going to listen to a song.
That's my greatest fear, that if I lost control or did not have control, things would just, you know, I would be fatal.
This letter to let you know I'm really leaving, and no, I'm not keeping you. Heard you got some new homies, got some new hobbies, even a new two. Maybe she can come help you, maybe she can come lick you after we're done. What's done is done. I don't want nothing else to do with it. Let me tell you a secret. I've been secretly banging your homeboy while you in Vegas. All up on Valentine's Day. Why am I so easy to forget like that? It can't be that easy for you to get like that. Oh no, she didn't. Oh yes, I did. Oh no, she didn't. I'll do it again. Leave me lonely for prettier women. You know I need too much attention for shit like that. You know you want for shit like that. I could be your supermodel if you believe. If you see it. Myself, why I can't stay long just by myself. Wish I was comfortable just with myself. But I need you, but I need you, but I need you. Ooh, just get a load of them, they got chemistry. All they could say, we like brother, sister. Look so good together, bet they for real. And it was right, that's why I stayed with you. The was too good to make me feel good for temporary love. You was your temporary lover. Leave me lonely for prettier women. You know I need too much attention for shit like that. You know you want for shit like that. I could be your supermodel if you believe. If you see it in me, see it in me, see it in me. I don't see myself. Why I can't stay long just by myself. Wish I was comfortable just with myself. But I need.
Hey, and we are back. So I think we're going to start with what we usually do, a nice little recap. Our past week, weekend.
Mostly the weekend.
So Halloween, Rolling Loud.
Mm. It was an eventful weekend.
It really was.
So, why don't y'all start with Rolling Loud?
Okay, word. So Natalie and I went to Rolling Loud, which was definitely an experience. Mosh pits were crazy. We got to see a lot of people. It was just wild.
They almost died.
We did. We did almost die. Basically, we were in the crowd for Ski Mask, the Slump God. We got up very close, rookie mistake, and we're stuck in just a gigantic mosh pit to the point where everybody was just shoving. People started falling like dominoes, so they fell on top of us. I know for me, someone was sitting on my chest, and then their jacket like went in my face, so I could not breathe.
Suffocated.
My shirt was down at my stomach, so everything was out. But I really just wanted to live at that point, so I was screaming for help, and that's just, like it, I didn't even know what was happening with Natalie, but it was so like, I just need to live. Like, I need help. Natalie had some stuff too. You got it, bro.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for me, I just, someone like stepped on my chest, well, on my neck, and then I couldn't actually breathe. Like, and then, like, because I'm asthmatic and I wasn't making good decisions beforehand, and I was already sick. So, like, oxygen really wasn't a thing. And, like, I was like gasping for air and reaching up to these two guys behind me. And, like, I had like my cardigan on, so that shit was like all over the ground. And so I was like reaching up to this one guy, and he was like, "It's gonna be fine. Just breathe.
Just breathe."
And I was like, "No, help me." And everybody was on my one leg. And
I thought my leg was going to break too.
That leg is like messed up because it was turned like a certain angle. It was bad. But once we got up, like, because at one point I thought I was like, it's just me and Laurent on this ground. Like, that's crazy.
No, it really was just us.
But when we got up, like, I realized, like, I saw how many other people were like struggling to get up. And I was like, bet. Like, that wasn't as embarrassing as I thought. Because if it was just Laurent and I...
No, if it was just us, that would have been really bad. But it was, like I said, it was like domino. So everybody,
it was crazy.
We just couldn't get up until everybody else did, because they were on top of us.
At the bottom. But shout out to white dude that pulled me up.
No cap.
He's a homie for real.
The guys who helped us, shout out to them, because it would have been clips. Also, like, just a little side note, the beat was about to drop again. So it was really like a race against time, because it was like, if the beat drops again and they start moshing again, like, we're done.
He could see literally everything that was going on.
No.
No, wait.
I feel like I would never forget.
It was an X collab.
Oh,
really? Yeah, they were playing a lot of X.
They played
X
a lot of
Juice
X.
World. That was a sad
A lot of Juice World and a lot of Pop Smoke.
And Ski Mask came back out for, he came back I forgot. Anyways, he came back out. Endless People, good vibes, no sleep.
Some nice little surprise guests.
Got to see my friends in New York. Shout out.
Yeah, that was fun, because Rolling Loud, like, was actually on time, like, except for NLE Choppa, which got everybody mad.
He can catch these hands anyways.
Right, he just didn't come. Anyway, people were on time, so, like, Rolling Loud, literally, Lil Durk, but he was just mad, because
nobody was at his concert. Because no one was at his. Because, like, why would you schedule the headliners at the same time as somebody else? Yeah, nobody's about to go to their concert. Yeah,
he just didn't come out.
Disrespectful. So NLE Choppa was trying to like play something big and not come out. Your set starts at 8:15. It ends at 8:45, so I can go
to Travis at 9.
Why
if you stay inside till 8:30?
I'm sorry,
I'm leaving.
Everybody's leaving.
So you didn't come out at all.
We didn't see him come out at 8:30, and I didn't see any videos.
Word.
So
no, but it ended pretty early, so we were able to like go out like in New York afterwards, which was dope. But yeah,
it was so we got to go out skis.
It was a very expensive weekend, I'll just say that much.
Yeah, honestly, I needed it though, because school was dragging. And then we got back
on Sunday for Halloween.
Yeah,
join me in my Halloween weekend festivities here on campus.
Yeah, start before Sunday, because you was getting lit over here.
Well, I mean, we tried. We were just more or less just like chilling in the room, like doing our own thing. And then we just go out and then go to the bars and stuff. But it was lit. There's a lot, like the costumes are funny. I enjoyed just dressing up. It's better than just like what we've been doing every day. But on Sunday night,
Halloween,
we went to the One Center.
One Center.
That was an interesting night.
Mind you, there were some tumbles. I planned on blacking. I said that. When we got in, blacking out of joy.
Anyways,
and I had
successful though.
Yeah, really, really good.
Oh yes,
successfully did it. No regrets, honestly.
Like, wait, let's just recap some points. So we get there, and it wasn't like that crowded. Then it gets crowded as we go, but we at that point, everyone is open bar, so everyone was just like
done
gone by the time everyone was there. So it was just like everyone in that whole place was
lit, like,
and then all of a sudden I get my phone to my one friend and he has it in his pockets, and all of a sudden he goes, "Yo, our phones aren't in my pocket anymore." I said, "What?" He said, "I don't know where they are." I look on the ground, his is under my foot, and I'm like, "Okay, bet, then mine has to be somewhere around here." The entire night we do not find it. My phone is just gone. I didn't find it till 3 p.m. the next day,
mind you. She just got this phone like
brand new
on Sunday.
Yeah, I got it and like the Sunday before it was gonna be cracked, because when we picked up his phone, his whole front screen was shattered because people were stomping on it, and I was so scared. But so that happened. Natalie and Laron took a few tumbles.
I tumbled.
Or you?
Oh, I did tumble. You fell? Into your shoe rack, and I fucking freaking broke it.
Natalie fell walking on the sidewalk.
There was nothing in Natalie's path, and she just ate it.
Wearing heels, and my feet were like mad, like hurting, like shit. But I also just fold when I'm really drunk.
When she fell, everyone said, "Keep it pushing, don't make a scene." So everyone just walked away, and she just laid there. Oh my god, that was so funny. Lexi helped me.
I tried to help, but you told me to keep going. Nah, but yeah, no.
I had a time.
And then the next morning, so we all, like,
oh my goodness. I slept
over at where Natalie and them, I said, Courts, where they live.
Yeah.
And I slept on, like, an air mattress out in the living room. What time was it? It was, like, 9 in the morning? 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
We hear a knock. And, like, I didn't hear what it was. Anything. And then the person next to me was like, "Yo, they just said be safe." I said, "What?"
Huh?
I said, "Nah, you're tripping." Went back to bed. Someone opens the door. It's fully this peace safe woman walking in, sees me sleeping on an air mattress in the middle of a living room, walks into everyone's room.
Bro, that was mad scary. Peaks because in. I was like, and I was endless sleep.
Contraband in the living room.
Endless
too.
Contraband.
And I was asleep and I hear the door open and I'm like, huh? So I was like, nah, maybe like one of them got lost. Like, I don't know. There are too many people in this house.
There was a lot of people.
Too many people.
There.
So none I was of us like, knew why maybe, they were there either, maybe somebody too. Got like lost or anything. The door opened again and I was like, maybe Laron like went to the bathroom or something. I look over, she's still there.
I'm in bed. I'm sleeping.
And I like, just went back to sleep.
Everyone's asleep. You go upstairs. He goes upstairs. She going upstairs because someone lost their phone and like it's completely broke. And apparently like it automatically called the
911. Yeah.
And the 911 said to
they tracked her location.
Check that out. Make sure they're okay. But like
we could have all definitely gotten in trouble.
No, seriously, like it could have
serious trouble.
It could have been actually
we
that.
Didn't have registered guests. Too much contraband.
A lot of contraband.
Yeah.
You called the police.
Yeah.
Like so many issues.
So yo, many yeah, where did she lose the phone at? Was it in
what
one
you mean?
Like was the phone in the room and it just called like,
no, she was clicking on the phone when she was walking back.
Oh,
at
and that.
3 o'clock or whatever. When she was walking back, right. She kept on clicking the phone.
She did not sleep
so
there.
It called 911, and they tracked her walk all the way
to court.
To court.
It's so rough.
So shout out to that peace safe black lady, the only one.
Thanks
I'm
for
pretty sure.
Shout out to you.
because you I know you were like up. Just like it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm not about to deal with this. And honestly, we love you.
Yeah,
because
we love you
I have no idea how I was gonna explain that to my parents.
There's
I'm
no
a scholarship kid, and I don't really know how that would have gone. So, yay. Well,
successful Halloween.
I know how it would have gone. My mom would have
so
whooped.
Sus. It's as soon as you see the air mattress in the living room, you're like, something
that's
is
something's
up.
Something's not right.
And then all you have to do is look at the kitchen and the table. And that jug.
I saw
her
huge jug. No. Yeah, she like, when she walked in, she like looked at us. And then fake like looked to the ground and like kept it pushing like as if like she didn't see me. Because I like,
yeah.
I just turned over and put the blanket over my head. I was like, nah, I'm not here. Nope, not me. I don't. Who?
No, really. Yikes. That would have been so
bad.
Yeah,
that surprised me.
Well,
when you guys
we thank
that.
The Halloween gods for how that went and that we all survived.
Barely. Because Monday morning
was
not
okay.
The worst.
The entire day.
I woke up.
I was not alive.
Not sober. I walked to class. And turns out it was canceled, but would I know?
Schlosh.
No, because my phone was in the fucking one center in a crack in the couch or whatever. I had all my classes canceled, but I still walked to every single one of them because
wow.
I didn't
That's
know.
Horrible.
I was struggling.
No, every I forgot
single,
to set an alarm.
Every single hour of the day, I was like, it needs to get better. Like, I need mm-hmm. to start feeling better.
I
never felt
it,
better.
It did make me
the
feel
entire
better.
Day.
No, I was sick for
it does
so
not help
long.
That it's brick outside now.
Oh my goodness.
It's painful.
What did you say it is right now? 39?
It's 39.
That's ridiculous. That is
wow.
brick.
And I still saw someone in shorts and flip flops today.
Ew, flip flops.
I need you to not exist anymore.
No, that's. Stop. And then they had us playing rugby out there. I'm sorry. That was ridiculous. That's too
it's
much.
Not okay. All right, I think we're gonna transfer to a music break.
We're gonna
we'll
do
right
another little show. Song and we're gonna come back with some. Funny stuff.
Mm-hmm. What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet.
Back, wrong song played for like 2 seconds, but
that was really embarrassing. I'd like to apologize. That song was awful.
No idea what song that was.
It might not have been awful, we just don't know.
No,
to each their own music taste.
Anyways,
you're too nice.
Yeah, what? Okay, social topic, go. I didn't write this.
Amaya,
word. Oh, my fault. Okay, so talk about shooting your shot. Can girls do it? And if you, when was the last time, if you have ever, shot your shot?
I shoot my shot a lot, actually. Like, I won't do it for someone who I don't really know. Like, just for someone who, like, I'm sure that I want them type thing.
Do but you like, when you're sure I, that they want you first, though?
No.
You'll do it just because?
Yeah, and I'm the type of person who, like, I used to have crushes on people, but, like, I would know they didn't feel the same way about me, but for me, like, closure is a thing. So I used to go to them on some, like, by the way, like, I liked you, I just need you to tell me, like, you don't like me, so that this is, like...
You both for that one. Why did you need that?
Nah, because, like, because I'm a very, like, opportunity type person, and if I feel like I'm about to miss out on, like, an opportunity, like, I hate thinking, like... Damn, what if I just tried? So it's kind of like, I'll let them know that I like them.
I mean, first. That's a respectable thing to do. I just don't do that.
Word.
I don't.
Shooting your shot wise, though, I have a
different way of shooting my shot. Like,
That's only if, like, yeah, I had, like, a crush on them and I'm trying to get over it.
Kind of think. No. Yeah, my shots are, like, different.
Like, do you, like outright, like, shoot your shot? Or is it more like you flirt with them and, like, kind of see where it goes?
Like, I'm like, oh, if I like you, then I'll be, like, I'll put forth effort. Because that's just the type of personality I am. It's just either I put forth effort towards you or I don't. There's, like, no, like, in between for me. Yeah, so, okay. Like, if I like you, like, you will be like, oh, she's here next to me and whatever. But I've never.
But would you ever, like, go out of your way to, like, contact someone, like, on some shooting shot? Like, slide into the DMs or, like, snap them first type thing?
I've definitely, like, slid up on some, like.
That's just not the way it starts for me, so I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like I don't really like DMs and stuff, but I've definitely, like, slid up on some, like, oh, like, you look good in this picture or something.
Word.
Like, I'll definitely do that. And also for making the first move, do y'all do that?
I do not.
Yeah,
every single time has been real good.
Ugh. Yeah, making real the first move is good. The move. Like, oh my God. I'll jack that forever.
I'm traumatized because this is embarrassing. Guys. In middle school, there's this one boy. I was on FaceTime with him for, like, hours, and I was like, all right, this is the time, I'm doing it. So I start off the text. I go, like, all right, like, I know we're really close friends. So I don't want anything to ruin that. And then I started saying, like, oh, I like you, whatever, whatever. Tell me what his response was. Of course we can still stay friends. From that moment on, I will my pride on that day.
That's crazy.
She said middle school? Wow, he dogged me.
I was bad, too, because I knew that boy for, like, years. And I was just like, oh, yeah, no, I think I got it. Like, he stayed on FaceTime with me for hours. Like, I don't, like, I didn't think we were friends all like that. You know what I mean? Play me. It's all right.
That's crazy.
That's
like
crazy.
Recently I've been doing a lot of things first because just I'm like at this point where I'm like I really don't care.
I don't care. Yeah.
But like before, it used to just be like the guy first to me, and I'd be like, huh. But that also put me in toxic situations because I was like not actually feeling it. I just felt like obligated.
You couldn't
like
say
I got
no.
a relationship like mad early. Like that's it was cap. Like
that's fair.
The guy was a sociopath.
Right.
So, like, but recently, no. I'll just go up and grab your face.
Wow.
I've done it multiple times.
No, yeah, most of that. No, I've definitely also done that, so.
Yeah.
Follow-up question. Do you think that girls will be shot down, like, if they get their shot, they shoot their shot? Because a lot of guys say that girls will not be shot down.
I
even said today, like, the most, I feel like, guys. Yeah, I think it is possible that girls.
No, they definitely do. We've had this conversation, and I forget who it was with, but we were literally speaking on some.
They don't think they, but they don't think they're shooting down when they're like
to like shoot someone down though.
Really,
guys,
say no.
No, we literally asked. We asked, and they were like, "How often do you shoot down, guys?" Because I was trying to make the statement that guys are easy. That's a different topic, but they were like, "No, like I've shot people down." So like, girls definitely do get shot down. Yeah. It's just not as common because girls aren't usually the ones making the first move or like shooting their shot. Because
they do be shooting down like mad crazy.
Yeah,
like mad crazy.
But all guys are always like, girls don't ever have to shoot their shot. Like, if any girl shot their shot, they, like... They
that is true. Miss. A lot like, of guys are like...
We literally just heard a guy talk about how this girl was trying to get with all these boys, and they literally just ignore her.
That
is true.
That's a curve. That's a whole curve. Like, the girl's trying to come up, and you just turn your face, and you walk away, bro. That's mad crazy.
A curve, yeah.
But I feel like that is not the normal, though.
That's true.
That's a social
setting. Like you know of that girl.
No,
like
that's a social setting, like making the first move. Like there are different types of making the first move. There's social setting making the first move. There's online making the first move. They're just like someone in your classroom making the first move. And like a social setting making the first move is someone coming up and talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that is a curve.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, I think it's very, I don't know, because it's true. A lot of guys are like, if you go up to any guy and say you're trying to do anything, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, it probably just depends on the girl like that. They probably just say
it
that.
It does, but that's what I'm saying. Girls do get shot down.
You're right.
They do, even though guys try to say that they don't, but.
I feel like a lot of times, though, that girls, some, like, don't shoot their shot because, like, one, they don't want to be the one that, like, shoots their shot because, like, that's not, like, normal for girls. But I feel like sometimes with guys, it's like, they might not like exactly say no. They just won't enthusiastic. They won't be as excited to say
yes.
We
were talking about this, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they'll like
They'll be like, sure.
Yeah, but they're not going to like, actually, whatever.
Ew.
They're just not enthusiastic about it.
Ew.
They're like, I mean, I guess.
That's
sure.
Terrible.
I have nothing better to do with my
time. If they say anything along the words of sure or I guess okay, if you want to, don't do it.
Turn around.
Just give up.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
That is so terrible. It's actually awful.
I'd be so disrespected.
Oh my god.
I'd be like, oh wow, that's
like, I leave before I get a response. Yes. I do my little, and then I book it.
Book it straight out.
I can't hear anything. I'll find out the next day.
No. Also, going off the like making the first move type thing, we've heard that guys like that better. What? Like it's kind of just like a, oh wow. Like that's
when girls
different.
Make the first move.
I feel like they just, I feel like there's something wrong with that, and I can't like identify it correctly, because
I feel like sometimes girls get judged for it. Though.
Yeah, I know. Like, I feel like there's like an idealized way, and they're like, yeah, I feel like there's an idealized way where the guys are like, no, we put in all the work, and they have this like whole stigma that like, girls don't put in the work, but when they actually do, they're mad bias, like mad bias, and like violate. Like, I feel like some girls, like, do put in that work, and, like, they might not be the way that they think is the first move, because the guys do it weirdly. Or
they do it more, like outright, like...
Like, the thing that happened aggressive. To you, like, with the soccer ball, like, no girl is gonna do that, because it's creepy.
I'm sorry.
Like...
Just so you guys know what she's talking about, someone slid into my DMs and went dot, dot, dot with a soccer ball emoji. And I saw this coming from 10,000 miles away. So I said, do you want your ball back? And he goes, yeah, sorry. Hey, like, can I get the ball back?
In the DMs he goes, with emojis,
he
bro.
Goes, you can keep it if I can get your snap, though.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God, I can keep this emoji? You're so kind.
this you know what I said?
Emoji?
I said straight back. I sent the ball back. I said, you can have it.
Like, what? Why do you think that's effective? So obviously girls don't shoot their shot like that. If that is your standard, like you're like, girls don't shoot their shot. This is what I be doing. This is what I put in my work. Well, yeah, of course you don't think girls like shoot their shot. Like, what the heck?
Because we don't do it like that.
Because it's not the same.
Yeah, that's so true. Definitely not the
crazy
same.
So they can be like, oh, I really like when girls shoot they shot. If they want something like that, that's not gonna happen.
That's a fact.
I assure you
they'd violate you if you did that.
No, like, really, there's like some girl like just sent a ball in my DMs. Like, what?
Like, tell me
that?
They wouldn't actually call you crazy. Like, you just, someone would send that in a group chat on something. What is this?
Yeah, like yo, can somebody get this
that's
girl?
Not okay.
Can she like go somewhere?
Okay, well, kind of relating to this, kind of ish. Toxic traits. What are ours? What are the ones we dislike in others?
I'll start.
Go ahead.
Because mine kind of relates to the last one. In that, like, when people shoot their shot, I don't know how to say no. And just in life, period, I can't really say no to people. And in that, I lead them on, and not on purpose. It's more of just like I'm building up my confidence to say
to
no.
To say no.
And at that point, they thought that meant, like, oh, like, she's feeling it. And then it's like, I feel like kind of like a bitch later because I like waited too long to say no.
Right.
But like, I
kind of have that problem saying no to people also. I know Natalie doesn't at all. Like, she'll tell you straight up, but I definitely,
I definitely
have that issue also. But mine is also like,
yeah, say it. Go off, Ron. She's a baddie.
Okay, so
time to open.
I think my because if we're gonna go off on our toxic traits, I think mine is I recognize that people are like, and this is not an exaggeration, but on the verge of being in love with me, like literally in love. Like it's gotten to the point where they say like, wow, I love you, and I just let that shit go. That stuff go on for way too long because I like attention. I'll admit it, I do. That's I won't go out searching for it, but if you're there giving it to me, I'll accept it. Two, I just, you know, I'm trying to be better. I realize it's a toxic trait, as
you
can see. Yes, I am. Oh. I am. I'm being much more communicative. But I just, that's most definitely been my like biggest toxic trait in the past, is just letting stuff go on for too long.
I cut people off. I like put everyone in the friend zone. like mad fast. Like, I don't let the possibility of anything happening like further than like the surface level stuff, like very quickly. Like, I just like do this whole fallacy where like I really like won't show that I have like any emotions for the person or anything like that. Like, I just be using them, but like I don't allow myself to like go any further. And then like after the fact, I'll be like, dang.
Yeah.
I might have liked them. Yeah. That gets me in trouble.
That's also because
like I set my boundary because like I obviously don't want to get hurt like at all. And then like afterwards, I'll be like, this boundary has been set. So then I just have to like work backwards. You have to
keep it.
Yeah.
Dang. I feel like that plays you more than it plays other people though.
Yeah, definitely. I get my stuff. I just don't.
Did you take the long way though?
No, I just don't like have the lovey-dovey like let's go on a date. Like I don't get any further. Though,
if you just did that shit from the jump, then it would be easier.
Why would I want to? Yeah,
yeah. So you take the long way.
But sometimes it just doesn't get there. Oopsies.
Oops.
Like, I'm fine.
Oh wait, I have another one. I low key, I think I have an obsessive personality and that like when something happens, like I'll think about it like nonstop afterwards. Like if I start talking to someone, I'm thinking about it all the time and I hate it. It's not even I like him like that. It's just I can't not think about it. Like something in my brain's wrong. And so I feel like I pipe it up way in my brain. Like I get these high expectations of what it's going to be when it never is. And that just sets me up for failure every time.
Dang. What? That also plays you.
Plays myself every single time. I don't like do anything to them. I don't like expect more out of them. I just straight on myself. I'm just like disappointed with everything.
With everything. Dang, yo. Nah, these. Yeah.
It's like fronting.
We're owning it. It's okay.
Yeah,
I front. At least we're acknowledging it.
I front. Like
facts. I just front. I feel like these are not common. Knows what? Toxic traits either though.
Not common.
I feel like they're pretty common ones.
Yeah, I think like a lot. I automatically assume that the guy's fronting, so I front too. And just see what happens.
No, I agree with that.
It's all front, and so.
Yeah, I never show my feelings.
The problem is, like, I assume they're front, and they're not. So then I'm still fronting, but they're not. So that's my issue.
Just waiting for them to say psych.
Literally. Just kidding. Like
toxic trait. Please, toxic trait of someone else. You tell everybody else your feelings for me, not to me.
That, yeah.
Not to me.
Oh, yeah, facts.
Are you kidding me? Everybody and their mother, but not to me. How does that work?
That would get me so unbelievably upset.
That's crazy.
Like, for one, I don't like everyone knowing my business for the first place. Like, don't be telling me really. Everything. Also, just like, so I'm out here thinking, like, you don't like me like that, and you're telling everyone else otherwise?
Like, yeah. Like, what am I supposed to do? How do you think this is going to work?
Why am I the only one in the dark?
Really tell everyone like, that you don't like them, and then but like you, they tell you they like you, and then they tell other people, "Oh, I don't like them like that." Like
that gets me upset.
That pisses me off because it makes me look dumb. Because I'm like,
because I'm not even talking about you. I could be talking about you just to my one singular friend, but then my friend's looking at me crazy.
It's just
because you're trying denial. To front. Like, yeah. I'm sorry.
Also, why do you think your friends care so much? Like, I honestly don't think they do.
It's not even that, but why are you going out of your way to be like, oh nah, like
bro, tell me,
yo,
bro, she got that one. She got me tight. Hold up, because I wasn't even thinking about that. No. Hold up, that got me tight. Hold up,
dang, I hit a nerve.
That got me so tight. I didn't even think about that today. Leave me alone.
I wasn't even, it popped into my brain.
Oh.
But it really, like, that's aggravating, too. Like, you don't have to say anything about the situation. Like, you could really just go under the radar. Everybody could be low-key. But you feel the need to be, like, to go out of your way to be like, no, like, I would never, blah, 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 blah.
I feel like it's just,
while you're in the phone texting.
Bro. All
right. Anyway.
No, really.
Anyway.
Why are you my phone, then?
You switching up crazy. And that's a
red flag. It's like it is, but like why are you like this? And it feels like, okay, maybe like the jitters, right? Like
sometimes
too much attention's on this.
Yeah, like,
but you don't, I don't feel like, I feel like you don't be doing it like, we don't be doing it like that.
Yeah, we don't.
Some people go
like, that's mad.
It also gets disrespectful sometimes because it's like, you don't need to be saying
are you embarrassed?
My name. You don't need to be saying like, oh, I would never blah, 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 blah. And in a lot of situations, it ends up like you are intentionally like making me look dumb. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, don't. Because next time I'll just have my friend take a screenshot of what you're saying and you're going to look crazy.
But so. Honestly, but like it's mad crazy because like they be doing it like all the time. Like you don't have to be saying so much to so many people. It's okay. It makes it more complicated.
Like, it makes it in a your business. Times
more complicated. It like really I'd does. Be lying to myself, but like you lying to yourself for real. Like you're just lying.
Like, yourself and others.
You're
like
just lying. Like how?
But yeah, that's ridiculous.
Sorry.
That's also hit. Just to you know tie this into what we're gonna talk about next. That's an ick of mine. It is don't let my name come out of your mouth for any type of.
We'd like reason. To thank our trusty friends and for listeners for offering these icks. It was a collaborative effort. So we're going to read them, talk about them. Mm. If you have more, look on something. Call in.
I think that's possible.
610-330-5316. And I might repeat it later. Maybe. And tell us your icks. Thank you. Let's go.
Word.
All right. So do you
start with...
All right. We're going to start like with the ones...
five of them or something.
For guys. What the icks for guys are.
What girls?
When girls say the
thinking about people, guys.
When guys have long nails, when their butt crack is out.
That one, like, I'm sorry. No, the butt we have to pause on that one.
Wild.
If you bend over and your butt crack comes out, I cannot be seen with you anymore.
But it is wild because it's like, okay, there are two really bad ones.
Or
it's
if you're sitting there too.
When they don't sag, and their pants slide down, and it's like just, your pants just too don't tight. Fit. They're too tight. Or when they sag, their underwear is out too and their butts out.
Mm-hmm. No. Do you know what's mad worse? Unattractive. When they're wearing swimsuits or something like that. You ever see people at the beach?
Yes.
Swimsuits and it's just like, you, as soon as you go in the water, out. Dog, tie it. Like, do something.
Yeah. Also, like, know. Before you move on, there was crack. Another one that was, like, tied into this. It's also, like, butt crack sweat. Like, if I see a sweat line near your ass.
Or if, like, they're walking and it's, like, out and, like, I know you feel the breeze.
The breeze is there. Like, it's not that hard. Like, you can feel it. Like, it's in your butt crack. Like, come on. Anyways, that's an ick.
Yeah, that's a big one.
All right, next one. When they say a joke and no one laughs, so they say it again louder.
And still no one laughs.
Like, everyone didn't laugh for a reason. Like,
because, like, you want to stand by him, but, like,
I just can't like, stand by you after that.
Like, you can, like, I can't even
I guess you just,
one.
Like, laugh to yourself because it was, like, funny, and then he'd think that you're laughing, like, at the with joke him, yeah. The second time, but it's
like,
just
I'm
because it was so embarrassing.
Like, I'm laughing at you, actually.
Like, because, bro, I could just imagine, like, why do I just think, like, this would happen in our room, and, like, everyone's, you know, just kind of chilling, and someone, like, says a joke, and, like,
it's just dead
everyone's
silent.
Just, like, says it again. Everyone's, like, just sitting in our living room. Just imagine that happening.
Oh,
that'd be
hurt.
Terrible.
That's an ick. Like,
and go, I'd literally get up and walk out the door.
I got next one. Saggy boxers are like oversized ones that just like sag.
Oh,
off.
I wish y'all could see how Amaya tried to like demonstrate that one to me because I didn't understand.
What does that mean?
She was like, when there's when, a little like, extra fabric under the butt. Under
like
the butt.
Oh, like, like crouched up. Like
kind of like, it just,
like it's not the word.
That's what I'm saying. I wish you guys could see like the hand
like when
motion.
Girls have leggings and then like falling off their butt. Like they're like
you know they're like
down.
Hanging too like, much
and yeah. It like gives you like a kind of yeah.
Like ooh. A diaper.
Yeah.
We don't want a diaper butt. No, thank you.
I guess it's the same for guys too. Guys can say like saggy leggings for girls.
Yeah, or something. Maybe.
Some
I guess. I don't know.
All right, one more.
Really?
Before we
because
switch over
I
to
don't
girls.
Think they like camel toe, so
Well,
there's an in between. Like
I'm sure
you're acting like you have one or the other. Like there is an in between. There's a healthy medium.
This next one irritates my soul.
We have a caller.
Well, I don't know if this is for us though. Okay.
Okay. Well.
Hello.
Do.
All right.
We are calling.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me see if I can put you on. Speed.
Okay. While she's figuring
while that's
that out,
going on.
We'll keep listing out some other ones. Flip flops. Don't let me see you some flip flops and like long pants.
Your
and
toes
flip-flops.
Are crusty.
Okay. Wait. Can you say something real quick?
Talk to me.
Oh,
let's go.
Okay, wait. I'm going to try to make sure people can hear this. So you're telling us what? Something you hate?
Come again?
You're telling us something you hate, you said?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I hate it when girls smoke cigarettes.
Word. Very, very true.
Okay, well, that was on our list, actually.
Thanks for your ick.
Thank you for the submission.
But it's when girls
all right.
smoke cigarettes.
That was no, a common one. I asked
yeah, so
times.
Many
that was
people.
Very common. So I did many. Like that came up from one of my friends that I asked, and the way that he said it was really funny to me because he said smoking cigarettes, and then he was like,
"No, I can't."
On purpose, like consistently.
Like it's and not it's like when you're drunk, you do it once. No,
like
you
it's
do that.
All the time outside like, is a cigarette.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Flashbacks. My one more in
my high school days.
Switch into anyways. The other gender.
Yeah, we said flip flops. Don't have flip-flops. Your dogs out unkempt. That's not okay.
You especially if your toes bro. Are not done.
Just go
hide can get the dogs.
And if it's like cold out, like that means that you consciously made the choice. Like I'm not.
And your feet are ashy.
Feet.
And your feet are ashy.
Ashy feet?
Men summer? Also, oh, you know your feet can get ashy, right?
Put lotion on. Like, they refuse like, to. Like, I can see the cracks the and stuff. In
that's
your fine. Skin.
I can
that's,
see them.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And that's hard to do, too. For white. Mm.
Okay.
Last one. Or does that one count?
No, go ahead.
Last one. When they say sorry. Or like text
with
it,
the baby
with like the baby like the begging emoji
S-O-W-W-Y with the little like pleading
wide eye emoji.
Sorry.
Go away.
Oh my goodness.
Stop
go making me want to puke in my mouth.
Like blocked immediately.
That's yeah immediately that actually is such an ick. Like that's embarrassing
like
for
the
you.
Conversation's ending from them.
Honestly like it should just be like a thing like if I took a picture of you or if I took a screenshot of what you did and sent it around call would you me. Be embarrassed like that's
yeah,
really
so don't put that in
don't
writing
do that.
Ever
okay so for I we asked some of our guy friends had some submissions.
I have
one
commentary
of them,
on every single one of these. I'm just saying.
Okay. One of them was lipstick on the teeth.
Okay.
Fair. Yeah, that's fair.
You
fair.
Could tell them.
Go you ahead. Could. We let's could also like tell them. In the first but yeah, place. That's, yeah. That, it's an ick.
It
yeah.
is an ick.
Valid. One of them is not being able to walk in heels / watching them trip, which I think is hilarious.
Yo, I'm guilty of that one. I'd be fumbling in them heels. Like, you can laugh at me. That's fine. Like, that's perfectly fine.
No, that one is definitely really funny because I could see how that would be like, don't put the heels on like if yeah. you can't walk in them.
That's a fact.
Someone said watching a girl parallel park.
Yo, I'm
which
so
I also
right
think
now.
Is so funny because I like sometimes I could whip it, but most of the time like I'm struggling. So I really see that.
I can't
and you're,
drive.
Like, see them looking through the rearview mirror, like breaking their neck.
And girls
back
like
and forth
sit mad, like up, like
close to the steering wheel. Someone else said that was an ick.
Straight
also.
Back. Yeah, no.
He
I
said
can see how.
Someone
it's
also
an
said that was an ick. Saying when you
really
when you sit 3 centimeters from the steering wheel.
Sometimes
he was, like,
we
back
have
up.
To see. Like, we can't be leaning back like that. I also can't drive.
Also. If you're, I'm sorry, this is kind of an ick for me with guys. Like, I understand, like, some of them, like, lean their seat back, like, a little extra. You're trying to look cool, whatever. But when you put the thing so far
you
back.
Are
you are
that
down.
You're,
down.
No, that you're leaning up with your elbow on the seat.
Oh
obviously,
my God.
Obviously,
why is the back
you
so
need to
down?
Take the back up. If you have to prop yourself up on your elbow,
yes.
you need to pull yourself
no,
up.
You have your front now. Arm stretched so like, far in front of you because you're trying to look cool.
Can you bro. See over the steering wheel right now?
Put like, the back up a little bit.
Like, come on. Sorry, that sidetracked me, but that one really gets me upset. Another one was bad breath, which I think is just all around, all gender. If you yes. speak to me with bad breath, I'm turning around.
Bro. I got an ick. It says... From no, this is mad wild. But my friend said
she said, hold on, I'm not saying the name. Go ahead.
No, I can't. This is mean. It's about men.
Okay.
I'll continue.
You can't bring it up then.
Right, yeah,
it's
moving
fine.
On.
Should I say and get canceled?
No. Someone said putting on makeup and you look worse. As in like you either cannot put on makeup
yeah.
or
yeah.
you put too much makeup
bad
on.
Bad makeup.
Mm-hmm. It's just what are you doing?
Someone said like makeup. Like,
on your birthday?
On your birthday.
Yeah, that doesn't make
and
any
I'm
sense.
And I'm like,
you trying to look cute? There. Like, I'm sorry.
Because they want to take nice pictures.
That one doesn't make sense. That one. Anyway. Someone said, a messed up wig, or like you could see the lace front.
They didn't blend that out. They didn't take out the edges right.
No, bro. When it's not even a lace front,
or like something, bro, it's like you can close
your head. Frontal, yo. And it's just sitting there.
Yeah,
it's, bro. You didn't try to do the baby hairs.
Yeah, it like fair, that one's valid too. They said a girl that's for everybody, which.
Right, well, we don't like
not, I don't really like either. A guy that's for everybody anyway, so really that makes sense. Yeah.
okay.
One of my friends said when a girl has long nails and taps their phone mad hard while trying to type or like do something, and all you're hearing is just like tap, tap, yeah. tap.
I like that sound.
I do too, so that's I'm a little upset satisfying. He hasn't told me that before. But. Whoops.
Should we split it up so he can finish it?
Yeah, got it.
Right, all right. Next one.
Going back to the...
The guy's ex.
Yeah.
When he does the, like the bodybuilding like poses in the mirror at the gym. When he's a loud eater.
Oh, oh my! You close eat, your mouth. Bro. Recently,
close your mouth. That's all I gotta
say. The way I've seen men eating has been disgusting. Throwing me off. They're eating like. It's dogs. Their last meal,
is
and
it
they are
away
in
from you?
Prison.
No, it's like, literally like are, someone's like, chasing like them, holding a gun.
I was watching someone eating the other day, and like just whomp. Like I could hear. I turned around. I turned around for a reason. Like I knew it was about to be wild. I had to keep on turning around. Like that was crazy. Like that was mad crazy.
Or like when they move their mouth to the fork instead of bringing the fork up to their mouth.
Oh yeah,
like it's gonna run away from them or something.
That, oh, I'm sorry, face, they put that's their face kind of in just like meal. A manners thing, because I specifically have like a core memory of when I was like 7 or something, and my dad was like, you're not a dog, you don't bring your face to the plate, you bring yeah. your like your food to your mouth, like dogs go to the bowl.
I just don't understand we why don't. Like and it's not if for the one time, but every meal every I know meal. You're not starving.
I'm
I
sorry.
Know you ate
like,
today
do you need
I
to watch, eat more.
I watched you do this earlier, like, what are you doing?
All right, next one. All right, when they have no drip at all, and that's preference.
Yeah,
thing, I guess.
Just drown.
Listening
drip or drown.
Wait, nah, this one. Listening to them freestyle, or then they try to sing to you, or like play their own
or
music,
or play your own music. Play bro, music. I swear, don't
Turn
do that
off.
To me, because I'll really just laugh at you.
Turn it off. And you want me to be
like,
honest?
I'm sorry.
Afterwards?
Like, yeah, have
Turn
your dreams and all, but like, be valid with it. Don't.
And you, if you sing to me. Hold up.
Yeah. I had someone sing Kiss Me Through the Phone on FaceTime before. When I say
someone sang There Goes My Baby to me while I was walking through the hallways of my high school. And I just went to my car. I went to my mom's car and I was just like,
that was
I don't
horrible.
Know what just happened.
Yeah.
It's just so
I'm sorry. If you try to play happened. Like for me it's specifically like a rap song. If you play me one and it's you. And
on SoundCloud.
It's actually so butt, I'm laughing in your face. Like, I there's like,
oh my God, I'll probably
like don't
like,
try
oh,
to
that's
put
hard,
me on
but
to your
like,
music.
Like, that's icky. I don't like that. Yeah. Nope.
And don't set yourself up like that, because like, 9 times out of 10, it's not good. So.
All right, next one. This one's the same thing, like guys singing.
Yes.
Pictures with the fish you caught. Mm. Guys, imagine guys wearing no-show socks. Seen them run with a backpack.
Running with a backpack is actually really funny. I'm not gonna jack that one though, because
that's not an ick for me.
If I like you when I run with a backpack, like I feel so embarrassed. So I know they
it
do too.
Just be bouncing on your back.
Yeah,
or watching
like the,
a guy who
the athletic jog with the backpack. That's cute.
Yeah, that's not the same though. We're talking about like running or like a jog. Like you're late to class and you're trying to run, but your backpack is.
Seeing
like
someone run late to class. That's a new one. I'm sorry.
I have an.
If you're late, be late.
Guys
sorry.
That take pictures of their cars OC, like their whole Instagram.
Is their car?
Is their car, and not even a good car, bro. It's
I
like
hate posts in front of cars. I'm
it's like a Subaru, but it's your parents, bro.
It's a souped-up Honda.
Put it away. I don't want to see that.
All right, wait. Next one. Watching a guy hula hoop.
Yes.
That's.
And the thing keep on dropping. They can't even get it like three ways around. It just drops.
Oh my
like, damn
gosh.
It.
Yo, I'm saying, do not ever pick up a hula hoop in front of me. There's one right there.
Or jump.
There's a hula hoop. What?
Or don't jump on a trampoline. I'm sorry. It's so hard to make
Yo,
that look
when
good.
They don't stick a front flip on a trampoline. Like,
oh my God.
They fall forward.
They land on their
if
neck.
If you fall, I'm sorry. It's
Yo, they land on their neck. That's a problem.
No, they just go and land. like you're trying to go.
No, but I'm saying like when they like over rotate and they like slap the trampoline with their like their whole body. Yeah, like that is so like look at you. You look so dumb right now.
You tried to do a front flip.
Did not work.
Or next one. When a white guy tries to act all hood in front of black guys, or just hearing someone say brother, a white guy say brother.
That one I don't like it. It's like
what did that's we hear
like
the
a,
other
that's
day?
That's kind of like a just like a race thing, but it's like
what did we hear the other day?
It's like not enough to call out, but it's definitely icky to
yeah,
watch.
It's an ick. It's like why are you talking like that? Like I know you don't ever talk
don't call
like
me
this.
Jit. I'm sorry. Don't
jit.
Do that.
Yeah. Heard
nah,
you.
Little jit? Uh-uh. No, heard no, 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 no. Yeah. For show.
Don't for show. Show. Oh, show.
For show.
For show.
No. No. Don't say that sit to down. Me as a white man. Don't do that.
Sit down.
Okay, wait.
Or I don't want to even hear you say it around anyone.
No, cat.
Mm. You should be embarrassed for yourself.
You're trying too hard, and I can see you struggling to
see
it.
Yeah.
As it's coming out of your
like
mouth.
Like, you know it doesn't sound right, right?
I can see the vein popping look right, on the side of your head. People up. Oh, have you ever man. Seen that when they try to dap someone up, and it's just like, ooh.
Or when the dap misses.
That's an ick.
That's an ick.
Okay, wait, all right. We got to move on. We only have 7 minutes. All right. This is a good one, and then we'll switch to the girls. When he sits on a chair and his feet dangle.
Stop. That one took me out. Yo, if you're... yo.
Bro, it's not even like... Bro, it's on those like high thing. Chairs, on high those chair. High chairs.
On bar stool chairs, bro. That takes me out. Like...
I don't know.
Put
how.
Your feet on the you're bars, bro. Like, please.
Swinging.
Please.
Bro, what?
That is too funny. That is,
you got to pick up the space.
Back
minutes.
To the guys about girls. All right. Someone said, talking about how mad people want to fuck with them randomly. Like, no one asked you. Why are you talking about?
No
that,
one.
No, that happens.
I've, no, I've said it. No one likes to hear all that.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
yeah, no.
Like, just...
Just leave. No one shush asked. Now. Like, what's good for you?
Wow.
Someone said, girls who say period. Okay.
Per.
Someone said, girls who have androids.
It's not their fault. They broke, bro. Like,
oh, God.
If you have an Android to be different, like you're not trying to be on like the iPhone wave, that shit pisses me off.
Yeah.
I know you struggle. You can't join the FaceTimes. You ain't no group chats.
You're
I know that's hurting you. You're playing
no FaceTimes. You're like, but my camera quality is good, though.
Who cares?
who yeah, but cares? Flip the camera. Flip the camera to
are you
selfie
a photographer?
Mode. All right. Camera quality where?
Yeah.
Where's your emojis at, bro?
Bro.
I'm sorry. Those...
You can't even send the pouty face emoji. You can't even say
like,
sorry.
Even if they try to... even if they try to, like, post on an Instagram story, like, you can tell it's from an Android. Anyway, we just dogging on Androids. Someone said clammy hands, which I think is just...
That's
bitches are nervous. Calm down.
Just their reaction.
The profanity.
To something. I don't.
Oh, yeah, I again. That one. It's not really controllable, but I could see how it's an ick because it's kind of an ick for me too. Yeah. Someone said the and this is just how it's usually classified, but the white girl pose in like pictures.
The hands on the knees, the sorority.
Like, hands on the knees,
sticking
stick
your
the
butt
out
and lean forward.
It don't look good.
And
I've been saying this.
Chin up, smile.
Ever.
Yeah.
Stop it's... doing it. Stop it. There are so many other things to do with your body in a picture. It's over. Enough.
Natalie's mad at that one. Oh my God.
Why my whole timeline for the past week?
So true.
Y'all been going out every single picture, bro. Find something else. Okay, next.
All right, Amara, you got it.
All right. When he leaves thirsty comments under Instagram models' pics. I personally haven't seen that, but just imagining him wanting to, just like, ooh.
You're okay. Like, so sexy. Get it.
Does the queen like, respond?
Does it don't like you like that? She don't even know who you are.
Okay, next one. Swimming with goggles.
Bro, that's ridiculous.
That like squeezes into
like especially if they're too small. Like I understand
bro,
snorkel
team,
goggles like if
swim
you're snorkeling
team, you see
but,
like the cutest guy on the swim team the second you put those goggles on and
it's
get
over
in the pool,
that's what I'm saying dang. Like I can't
your crush is gone
it's gone yeah
that's rough. Okay, next one. Oh, this one hurts. Waking up before them and seeing the way they sleep. That's my biggest fear.
That's so damn. Funny to me though because like if they're not a cute sleeper like we're never sleeping in the same bed again. Like
I sleep mad crazy. I don't know how I sleep but I know I sleep mad crazy.
I've been caught lacking sleeping a few times.
Really?
Just like not like
mouth open
sleeping but it's all right. I'm gonna work on it.
I twitch, so.
Next one.
Too, yeah.
When they are bad at winking, or like they have like a.
If you try to wink at me and it fails,
it's so
never hard. Look in my direction again.
Bro, they try to wink and the other eye closes.
Like, that's so bad. No, absolutely what? Not.
Or they think they say something smooth and then they look at you and like wink, like,
no.
No.
No. Look the other
keep
way.
Your eyes even if it was smooth, yourself. You just ruined it, like, in that way.
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of just don't like winking in general, but
that's... I have had a few guys been able to, like,
there
have
been
it off
good
like,
winks
oh,
I've seen.
That's true.
Once upon
I'll,
a time.
I'll give them a
very
good,
rare.
Like...
Very, very rare.
No cap. Yeah.
Next one. When they miss the beat drop in a song and then, like, they try, like, they like jump to it thinking that the beat just drops and it's like
too like early. If you bang your head like you
like, you called that one.
What do? They just keep looking down and they bang their head and keep looking down.
How do you play that
like,
off
how,
bro
how like, are my shoes looking like what
go pick something up off the ground or something like
no or they try to pretend well that then they just have to pretend like they knew the song like it was about to come so they have to keep going mm-hmm. until the beat drops.
Next one, standing with their hip out. Like, they leaning on something and their hip, like, just jutting out.
They got their hip out. That's funny.
Next one. Watching a guy struggle to get out of a foam pit.
That one, I'm sorry. That one is so funny to me. What happened? What do you mean?
Did we get cut off?
We cut off.
Aw.
It was like the... Do-do-do-do-do-do.
So it... Are we over?
It's when you log back in.
Can you
in.
Hear me?
Can you hear? No, it's not that we cut off. It's just...
Okay, well, I'm just going to
we'll
keep
just talk
talking.
For ourselves at this point.
Yeah. Now. No, the coming out of a foam pit, like, if you fall back in, like, it's...
There's no way to look at it.
That's so bad.
No. You turn off and turn back on the mics.
Yeah.
Okay.
We might have cut out for a minute there, but
who knows?
We're still talking about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Next one. This one, this is personally for me. I think it only like more tall girls will relate to it. But when they ask you to stand next to them to see if they're taller than you,
and you're not.
Butts
just
are, like,
sit down,
hitting each other when you do it. It's just so awkward.
No, that's yeah.
And the last one, just overall, that's just like a bad quality in people when they have like a fragile ego. But that's
yeah,
not
that's,
even ick. That's just like a
yeah,
not good.
No, one of the ones we said also was ping pong balls comes up a lot, but it's when he goes to pick something up and it rolls away,
mm-hmm.
or like what we paper in the
yeah.
wind, like he drops a piece of paper and it
leans
just
over
and the wind blows it away and he has to just keep like going mm-hmm. to pick it up.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that's there's so many. I'm not gonna lie, but. I guess we don't even know if we're still on, so yeah, we could really keep going.
No, they said they can hear us.
Oh, word. Okay, so I guess that's, I mean.
That's it for the icks.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Yeah. Should we just go into our upcoming, or should
yeah.
we do a music break?
I mean.
Just do upcoming.
Yeah. What do we have coming up? Oh, Amaya and I have a rugby game this Saturday.
And afterwards, we're supposed to be partying at East Stroudsburg University, wherever
yeah.
that is. I mean, probably in East Stroudsburg, but...
Isn't that where we were last time? Oh, we were at DeSales.
Nope.
Yeah, we were at DeSales. So,
interesting. Pray for us.
Yes. They said they're very aggressive and will be gunning for us, so we'll see if I'm physically alive.
They drink out of shoes.
Yeah. That's shoot the boot.
Off their foot.
Is
off
what
their foot.
It's called.
That's disgusting.
Yes, it's actually very gross. They said they spit in the shoe if they don't like you, so...
Super excited.
Looking
for that
forward
one.
To that one. What else?
Ooh, cuffing season. Where are we at, Natalie?
Mm. What are we in?
It's preseason.
So drafting
you.
And tryouts are over now.
They're over.
They long gone.
It's preseason. I'm just praying
guys,
for
it's
everyone.
Getting more and more sad every week.
I'm just praying for everyone out there. Just get through it.
It's cold. You need someone to hold on to.
No cap.
But you don't have one, so sorry.
Just need a cuddle buddy at this point. I don't need anything else.
I haven't actually had the impulse to have a cuddle buddy recently. I used to be like, oh, I should probably have one by this time. I'm okay.
Good for you.
I'm really thriving.
No, I like warmth and hugs, so.
Yeah, can't relate to that one.
I'm good.
Anyways, yeah, and pull up to the CADC
Caribbean African Dance Club
thing that they're having from 7 to 9 in the Marlowe Room. We're going to be there. You should be there. Yeah, yeah.
It's also in solidarity for Haiti and the earthquake, so.
$3 entry fee. All donations go to Haiti.
Word.
And all good.
That's pretty much all we had, but I'm actually really excited. We know that call-ins work now, so maybe we'll do something with that next time. But
mad crazy.
But yeah, thanks for tuning in, y'all. It's what